And now the Capitol Steps presents How the Gates Stole Christmas. Every who used Yahoo liked Yahoo a lot. But Bill Gates, who had never owned Yahoo, did not.
If I can't get the world to use Gates as Explorer, next Tuesday I could be a billion bucks poorer.
Then he had an idea. To the factory, he called it.
I won't give them a choice. That's why I pre-installed it.
But he didn't stop there. Next, he called his attorney.
I must control Elmo and sleep and snore Ernie. Each who would like to hear giggling and snoring, or a hoo-choo train run, or a fire truck roaring, or a music box dance, or a little car drive, must own Microsoft Word and Windows 95.
You're a keen one, Mr. Gates. You know how to make a buck. You're so rich that all your money must be hauled in a truck, Mr. Gates. Why, you've got a fortune bigger than the combined net worth of France, Australia, Japan, Sri Lanka, the Sultan of Brunei, Donald Trump, Michael Jordan, the Queen of England, Oprah Winfrey, the Emir of Kuwait, and Scrooge McDuck. Then the Gates thought the money would pour in and pour in, till he noticed that Ernie was no longer snoring. There's one thing the Gates had not counted on, maybe, was that all people wanted was cute